621 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Joining us now, Jacqueline Rogers. She is the founder of the Escambia Citizens Watch page, a local community activist, by the way, a fantastic resource for what's going on in Escambia County. Jacqueline, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hi, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. And by the way, as just sort of fair notice, I'm very good friends. I would say we're good friends. I don't know. So when people, if they ever have a question about news and an interview, I just want to make sure that that's clear. You went to the Florida Cabinet yesterday to complain about a ruling that Escambia County made a while back, and you won. How does it feel?
Well, I did. I was representing four of us. There are four petitioners. I was Teresa Blackwell, Cynthia Cole, and Ann Bennett. They couldn't attend because of COVID, and we really got a lot of last-minute notice. But I wanted to defend, in case there were any questions, that the judge's ruling. And I just think it's so important that the county be made to follow the process of supplying data and analysis if they're going to make a change to our comprehensive plan. So I think it's a win. I think it'll help the county be better. Whether, you know, people agreed with what the amendment was going to be or not is not as important as you have to have data and analysis. It cannot be subject to political whims of a commissioner. So
yeah.
I think it's very important.
And in this case, obviously you are much more embroiled in it than I am. I've kind of been following this at a distance. But the short version is that there was a rule that you couldn't have brand new communities in the rural parts of Escambia County. And then the commission offering no data, no evidence, nothing like that, they voted to change that rule. And you said, wait a minute. If they're going to change that rule, they've got to provide evidence. The court, the administrative law judge said, no, they didn't provide any evidence, so that's contrary to Florida law, and that's what the cabinet upheld yesterday, right?
Right, and just a couple of, in another hearing related to, not that same topic on the ordinance, but about development up there, the development director and one of the senior urban planners said it was sprawl and we shouldn't be developing up there because we have the sector plan. And that was the intention of the sector plan, is to convert those agricultural and rural lands and to put the development there. That's where I live, in the sector plan. So that is the long-range plan. So to go past the sector plan and just start picking out areas, farmland, and converting it to subdivisions, you know, there's a lot of questions about that. And do we even have the need?
Yeah, and I mean, again, I think it's the important takeaway for people to understand to me is kind of two things. Number one is that rules exist for a reason. They shouldn't be changed without a reason. And number two is when a government does what it shouldn't be doing, citizens, at least sometimes, have the power to challenge that. And if you're willing to put in the hours and the sweat, and you have, you can eventually win your case. And at the, you know, when you get outside of the county sometimes, you know, you get at the cabinet level and they're like, yeah, this is really clear, you know, and that the courts really do their job sometimes, right?
Yeah. And one of the things, though, that I tried to express to the cabinet, which was called the Administration Commission for this issue, was that this is a very difficult process to go to the Division of Administrative Hearings. Most people go with a lawyer, and we didn't have the funds for a lawyer. So I cannot tell you how hard it is for citizens to do this. And DEO, which used to be the Department of Community Affairs, now they're Economic Opportunity, they are not allowed to check for these consistencies and say, hey, you don't have the data analysis, hey, this is not correct. Hmm. And that was a change in 2011, and it just needs to be changed back so we have help, because not everyone can do this. Not everyone can put the time into this.
Yeah, and citizens, I mean, really, if government has the capability of checking other elements of government in that way, that's a useful form of government to make sure it's not violating the rules. When they abandon the internal policing, then it's left to citizens who are willing to go through all of the trouble for something that other people might look at and say, well, you know, what's the big deal? Well, you know, it shouldn't even be your job in the first place. Well, Jacqueline,
right.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, this is Escambia County's own comprehensive plan. This is not something that I'm trying to enforce, and they weren't even following their own comprehensive plan.
Right.
So when they want to make a change to it, they just need to have a community reason, not a political or a personal reason for doing so.
Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations. I just thought it was kind of cool to see somebody stand up and get all the way to the cabinet. And sorry that you had to go through all of that, but you know, in the end, the system did what it's supposed to do. And now back to all the other things that you're working on. Jacqueline Rogers, yeah. Again, the founder of the Escambia Citizens Watch page, a good personal friend, and also somebody who won yesterday. Thanks for the time, and thanks for serving the community.
Thank you for reporting on it.